Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Right, three quick hakdamas. An Avodah Zarah that an Ovid Kechavim made becomes Asr as soon as he makes it, even if he didn't serve it yet. That's as opposed to an Avodah Zarah that a Yisrael made, which doesn't become Asr until he actually worships it. Second thing. Something that was not made l'shem Avodah Zarah, but an Avod Kechavim decided, you know, this is my Avodah Zarah. A chair was made for the sake of a chair to sit on. Then the Avod Kechavim decided that this chair is his Avodah Zarah. Under those circumstances, it doesn't become Asr just because he decided that's an Avodah Zarah. It would only become Asr if he actually serves his chair. Third thing. Something that was made, l'shem tashmish shel Avodah Zarah, that means to serve the Avodah Zarah. Even if an Avod Kechavim made it, it doesn't become Aser until it's actually pressed into service for the Avodah Zarah. Okay, real quickly again, because if we have this Yisayid, we have these Yisayid, this Mishnah Beis Hashem Yisbach will go very easy. Very geschmack. Number one, what did we say? We said it in Avodah Zarah that an Avod Kechavim made becomes Aser as soon as he makes it, even if he didn't actually serve it yet. As opposed to an Avodah Zarah made by Yisrael, where even if he makes an Avodah Zarah until he actually bows down to it or does whatever he does with that Avodah Zarah, it isn't Aser. Remember the second thing we said? Something that was never made for an Avodah Zarah. Our mashal was made for a chair to sit on. But the Avod Kechavim decided to turn it into an Avodah Zarah. It does not become us until he actually serves it. Worships it. For whatever reason, he would decide to worship a chair. Third thing we said is something that was made as a keli to serve the Avodah Zarah. Even though an Avod Kechavim made it, but being that it's only a keli to serve the Avodah Zarah as opposed to Avodah Zarah itself, doesn't become Aser until he actually uses it for the Avodah Zarah. Zakt the Mishnah. Shloisha batim hen, there are three houses. What this means is there are three different dinim when it comes to houses and Avodah Zarah. Bayis a house, shebanu mitchila li Avodah Zarah. The Avod Kechavim made this house as an Avodah Zarah, to worship the house. Hareza Aser becomes Aser Bana right away, even if he didn't get a chance to worship the house yet. As explained, an Avodah Zarah of an Avod Kechavim becomes Aser as soon as it's made. Now, there's an important yesod. A yid can't be mevatel the Avodah Zarah of an Avod Kechavim. Once an Avod Kechavim makes a house l'shem Avodah Zarah, a yid cannot come along and say, no, let me just take this house and forget about it. What Avodah Zarah? Who Avodah Zarah? What, it's a house. Too late. The Avod Kechavim made it l'shem Avodah Zarah, even if he didn't serve it yet, and a yid cannot be mevatel it. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. But, let's say this house wasn't built for an Avodah Zarah house. It was built to live in. Along comes the Avod Kechavim. What does he do? Sidoi plasters it. Chiroi puts decorative images on it. For the purpose of Avodah Zarah. And his kavane is now to worship this house. This is his Avodah Zarah. V'chidesh. Or he added something to the house with the kavane. Oh. Now this is my Avodah Zarah. Zakta Mishnah, Noitel Mashachidish. The Yid can remove whatever the Avod Kechavim added, and you can continue living in the house. You would also have to remove the paint, and so on, and the decorations. But the house becomes Mutar Bahana. Remember what we said. If an Avod Kechavim takes something which wasn't made for Avodah Zarah, but decides to turn it into an Avodah Zarah, it doesn't automatically become an Avodah Zarah until he actually worships it. So at this point, the Yid can still save the house. The house wasn't built l'shem Avodah Zarah. It doesn't automatically become an Avodah Zarah when the Avod Kechavim decides to take a perfectly normal house and say, ooh, let me decorate it l'shem Avodah Zarah. The only thing is, you have to remove the things that he added on. Once, however, he takes it off, the house is mutter. Now, the decoration itself, or what he added on, mamash l'shem Avodah Zarah, that part stays aser. But the house itself is mutter. Now we have a third category. No, we're not talking about an Avod Kechavim who built a house for an Avodah Zarah. We're not even talking about an Avod Kechavim who took a house and decided it's his Avodah Zarah and started to decorate it. Rather, hichnis letoichai avaydazara. We have a regular house that was made as an apartment, and the Ovid Kechavim brought an avaydazara into the house. It wasn't even his intention to leave it here. V'haitzia, and the Yisrael takes the avaydazara out of the house, harei zeh mutter, the house is mutter b'hana. This is the easiest case. Nothing was made as a change to the house. It was never designated as a house for avodah zara. Elamai, he brought in his avodah zara. He was scared if he leaves it outside, someone's going to steal it, which doesn't speak much for the avodah zara. Okay, but still, the Chachamim said that the avodah zara has to be removed. Now we're just going to see other mishalim, but on the same three steps. Shalosh avanimim, there are three stones. And here too. Let's learn in regard to these three stones, what it would take for the yid to be able to use it. Evan Shechatzava, a stone that was cut out from the mountain. Mitchila, to start with. Labimais, as a pedestal to put the Avodah Zarah on it. In other words, it was carved out of the mountain for the purpose of being a stand for the Avodah Zarah, and that was worshipped along with the Avodah Zarah. Harezu Asura. So the Avodah Kechavim Mamish made it for an Avodah Zarah. It becomes Asur. A yid cannot remove the yisr. Even before it was actually served as an avodah zara, once an avodah kechavim makes something as an avodah zara, the yid can't remove the yisr. But if the stone wasn't made lechatchila, it wasn't cut out lechatchila, I mean, no one makes a stone. It means to say, cut out of the mountain. If it wasn't cut out of the mountain lechatchila for the purpose of an avodah zara, rather, Sida Bekir, he plastered it, or made these decorations on it. L'shem avodah zara. V'chidesh, where he added something to it with that kavana. Noitel mashachidesh. Just remove whatever he added. Take off the decorations, scrape off the plaster, the paint. The stone itself was never made for the avodah zara. Ah, he decided to turn it into an avodah zara? That doesn't automatically make it an avodah zara. And the third case is hemet aleo avodah zara. The stone was never cut out for an avodah zara. But after the stone was cut out of the mountain, he decided to make it a base for his avodah zara and worship it along with his avodah zara. Although he never actually did. Visilka, then he removed it. He changed his mind. And he removed the avodah zara from the stone. Arezu Materes. The stone is mutter. Because it was never permanently, was never in an oifen of kvius, designated for avodah zara. And the same three categories apply also to an asherah and asherah trees. Zakta Mishnah Shalosh Asherah, saying there are three asherah trees. Also in regard to this halacha, whether a yid can use them. Once it had some shaykhs to avodah zara. And again, we go through the same three steps, just with the tree. Ilan Shenetoi, a tree that an oivet kechavim originally planted, metchila, to start with, l'shem avodah zara, for the sake of avodah zara, reza aser, it's completely aser. A yid can't take off the yisr. Gidai. So gidai means to cut off. When he originally planted the tree, it was planted for a totally mutterdicker purpose. But the oivet kechavim went and gidai, he cut it, upisloy, or pruned it. Cut around, chopped around, worked with its branches, and that he did l'shem avodah zara. So basically his kavana is, whatever's going to grow now, that's going to be his avodah zara. He's going to serve that. The hechlev, and l'maisa, new leaves grew over here. So noitel masha hechlev, take off the new leaves, that's all. Take off the new leaves that replace the other ones. Because again, the tree wasn't made l'shem avodah zara. He decided to turn it into an avodah zara. A yid could be mevatel that, just take off what he added. If he didn't even do that, he didn't even make any physical change or decide that the tree is an avodah zara. Rather, hemetachta avodah zara. The tree was planted for a perfectly normal purpose, but an oivet avodah zara later put an avodah zara underneath it. Ubitla, then he took it away from under the tree. Some learn ubitla means he decided, no, it's not an avodah zara anymore, he broke a piece off it. Hareza mutter, the tree is mutter behana. This tree served the avodah zara. He put the avodah zara underneath it. And the halacha is that if an Ovid Kechavim is mevatel in Avodah Zarah, the things that serve the Avodah Zarah also become mutter. The Tanna is going to explain to us now, this that we learned that there are three types of Asheiros, it's not according to everybody. In regard to one of them, we're soon going to see a machloikas tanoim. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Ezu Asheira. In regard to which one of these three halachas of an Asheira tree will Rav Shimon soon argue on the Tanakam? And the answer is, on the third case, the case of Kol Sheyesh Tachtel Avodah Zarah, which was the third case of the third case in our Mishnah. We had the house, the stone, and the Asheira tree. According to the Tanakama, because the Ovid Kechavim puts his Avodah Zarah under the tree, so the tree is serving the Avodah Zarah, and it would become Aser, unless the Avodah Zarah is taken away, or like we learned, he breaks off a piece of the Avodah Zarah. Rav Shimon disagrees with this. Rav Shimon Aimer Kol Sha'ovdin Aser. The only tree that is Aser is a tree that is served as an Avodah Zarah, the tree itself. But a tree with an Avodah Zarah underneath it? What's that to do with the tree? You can use the tree even when the Avodah Zarah is still there, according to Rav Shimon. However, the Batanura says that the Halacha is not like Rav Shimon. Okay. The Mishnah concludes with a story. Umaisa b'tzaidan. It was a story in the city of Tzaidan. Be'ilin by a tree shaya oivdenaisai. They used to worship the tree. What does that mean, they used to worship the tree? Let's say they bowed down in front of it. Umatsu tacht of gal. And they found a mound of racks under it. Amalin Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon said to his Talmidim, Bitku es agalizet, check this mound to see what's buried in it. Ubatku, so of course the Talmidim ran to fulfill the Rebbe's request. They checked it. Umatsu baitzura, and they found an image in it. Amalahensa of Shimon said to them, ah, so that's what they're serving. Hoylevelet tzura hein oivdin, they're worshipping the tzura, the image, and not the tree itself. So therefore, natir lehen se'ilin, we can permit the tree for the yidden of Tzaidan. So basically, we had three halachis in our Mishnah. It's just that the Mishnah gave us three examples. There's a reason the Mishnah gave the examples in the three cases, but we won't get into that now. Let's stop. It's a good rule in life to know. If you understand the yisoides of Torah, it applies all over. It applies to situations you could never even imagine. Oh, but I only learned it about a house. What about a tree? Oh, I only learned it about a tree. What about a stone? If you know the yisoid, then you have answers for everything. A person that learns Torah is zeichet to asiyata d'shmaya. A person that's mekabel with respect from his rebbeim has a hadracha, has a way in his life to know what's right or what's wrong. So the Mishnah told us like this. There are three houses when it comes to the inyan of what can a yid do with a house that has some shaychus to Avodah Zarah. A house that was built as an Avodah Zarah, nothing you can do about it. If it was built as a regular house, but it was decorated for Avodah Zarah, or something was added on, remove the decoration, remove what was added on, no problem. If an Avodah Zarah was brought into Stama house, it wasn't put there to be permanent, just take it out. Same is true for stones. A stone that was cut out of the mountain as a base for Avodah Zarah to be worshipped as the Avodah Zarah, the base was also worshipped, nothing you can do about it. If it was decorated for Avodah Zarah, but it wasn't cut out for the Avodah Zarah, or something was added onto it, take off the decoration, take off what was added onto it. If Stamazah, you put an Avodah Zarah on it, temporary, just don't worry about it. It's mutter. Three different types of Ashera trees. A tree that was planted, l'shem Avodah Zarah, is Aser. If it was cut off, l'shem Avodah Zkechav, to serve what's going to grow now, new branches come in, that's his Avodah Zarah, take off the new branches. If you put an Avodah Zarah underneath it, it's not a problem at all, it's mutter. But of course, you have to remove the Avodah Zarah. Rav Shimon holds you don't have to remove the Avodah Zarah. Because the Avodah Zarah was put under the tree, it's not called that the tree is serving the Avodah Zarah. And then the Mishnah told us there was a story in Tzaidan, that's in Lebanon, that city is still there. And there was a tree that was being worshipped as an Avodah Zarah. They would bow down in front of it, and they found a mound of racks underneath it. So Rav Shimon told them, Rav Shimon told his Talmidim, check the mound to see what was buried in it. And they checked it. And they found an image in it, a tzura. So Shimon told them, ah, so they're worshipping the image, not the tree itself. And therefore the tree is mutter, the yidden of Tzaidan can benefit from the tree, according to the shita of Rabbi Shimon.